And start. All right, I think we are live. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to another YouTube live chat. Mm-hmm. You are very dark. Did you turn off your...
Change my lighting. Oh. It's two options. I have either the cave lighting or the sun is directly above my head.
What happened to the lamp? Did you just not choose not to bring it in today?
Yeah. Oh. I can go get it.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll do it again. And while he is going to get the lamp, for those who may find this later, our little intro, I guess, that we'll spiel give is this is going to be, these live chats are going to be a companion to our long form interviews where we interview creators in the horror business to find out what it is that they get out of horror on a personal level. It's more of a, instead of talking to them about their body of work, we ask them what they themselves have been a fan of from childhood through adult years, and also about some of their personal experiences in life. And through that, we kind of do a little light psychological profile and dig at what it is that they personally get out of horror, and then spend a couple minutes talking about how that intersects, or what they, what their personal thing is, and how that intersects with the horror genre. And today we just wrapped an interview with Mr. Darren Reed. Let's see. You know what? I should have pulled up the spreadsheet so that I could rattle off some of the things that he has done. But for memory, Final Destination 5, The Conjuring 2, It Chapters 1 and 2, was it Asylum? I don't think it was Asylum. It was something else that started with an A. And something Bloodline.
I know what it was. It started with an A. It was Amusement.
Yes, Amusement. That's right.
And I remember the second person we've spoken to who's worked on Amusement. Yeah, you remember that?
I remember it because I think whoever it was that we spoke to wasn't so thrilled about it.
So many people shit on that movie, but it's good. It has its good points. The clown is really creepy. I love the clown, and the thing at the end with the chick with her chest flayed open. Like, there were some good parts. But yeah, it's not the best.
It's ranked fairly highly. So I mean, there are definitely people out there who do like it, just not everybody.
Yeah, then again, I am going on a review from YMS, and he hates everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, you hate everything. You're like the anti-Mikey.
Whitman doesn't like it.
I'm going to pull him up again because I want to know what that... It was something Bloodlines, but it's going to bug me because I don't remember what it was.
Is it Hellraiser Bloodlines?
I think it might have been, but don't quote me on that. Just give me a second.
I'm looking at it too. Well, Final Destination 5. Ah, Final Destination Bloodlines. Yeah, the most recent one.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, just wrapped an interview with him. It was a very fun and interesting call. And his what he got out of it, I think, I mean, in a way, it was kind of the only person we've ever talked to who has really said what, like, the summary for him is different from anybody else that we've talked to, I think, in a way. And I don't want to give the give it away because we haven't yet edited the episode and published it, so I won't. If anybody sees this later, they can just go listen to it themselves. But yeah, it was interesting. So, in other historical interview news, we were talking about doing a review of who else we have interviewed during this like week of the year, since we don't have a guest tonight. And the other person that we interviewed this week was Joel D. Wynkoop.
Mm-hmm.
Who's been in hundreds of things. Yes, he's like, would he get like a King of the Bee movie or something like that? Some award somebody gave him?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, rightly adorned. Rightly so.
Yes.
That means the King of the Bee movies.
Yes. What else? Oh, speaking of guests, I don't want to name any names, but we have... Hello. To the chat. We have, I've reached out to our first 2 seasons worth of guests to see if anybody would like to join us for these live chats. And already have 4 people have suggested that they would like to come back and chat with us. So need to schedule some dates and figure out some things. One of them suggested something that I had not thought of, which could be interesting and fun. Suggested maybe... So you and I, when we talked about doing this, our intention would be to have one guest where it would be the two of us talking to one guest, kind of like how we do for the deeper, you know, interviews, because our other interview process is very in-depth and wouldn't really lend itself to having 2 people at the same time. But this person I was talking to was trying to get clarification on what it was I was talking about for the format for this, for the live chats. And he threw out the idea of having 2 guests, like you plus me plus 2 other people.
We just rapid fire questions to each other, or maybe even like crisscross, you know?
Anything involving you is total pandemonium, but that's a separate topic. You know, this isn't really an interview format. It's more of a, you know, sit down and chat, TV show host kind of thing. So that is definitely a possibility. I thought I would throw that out there and run it past you. If that's something you're cool with, we'd also have to run it past other guests because, you know, just make sure that they're cool with it too. Hey, we're going to have, you know, 4 people on this call. Is that something you're interested in? But yeah, we got four people, potentially interested, but need to hammer things down a little further. But we might have a guest next week. We'll see.
Nice.
Yeah.
2 dudes at the same time, man.
Yes. Oh, God. I caught that reference. I'm not always good with the references, but I got that one.
Yeah. There we go.
Horrible. Horrible. So what else is on the agenda?
Let's see. As far as what has Whitman watched this week? What has Whitman watched this week?
Oh, God.
There's not even an H in that.
Yes.
I started watching Brand New Cherry Flavor on the Discord server. That's the newest Friday Night Wildcard series that we're starting. And, dang. I hadn't watched it in, like, a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3. But it is just as awesome as I remember. Kitten puking tastic.
What did you just say?
Kitten puking tastic. You heard me.
Puking tastic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're kittens. They get vomited. Plural. It's a great show.
Yes.
Stars Rosa Salazar, Catherine Keener, Eric Lange. And he is a total asshole who gets what's coming to him.
Or will be, anyway. Not in the first episode.
No. Yeah, not in the first one. Yes. Yeah. Mild spoiler. It's just
he is setting up what he is getting his just desserts for in the first one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he stole her script and assaulted her and kind of chokeslammed her. So that's like... Death grounds right there.
Just a couple of things. Do you have a 3D printer going in the background?
I do not.
Must be your server.
Must be my server. Usually the mic doesn't pick that up at all.
No, but I hear a little bit of a whine.
All right, well, hopefully this is better than the bendy mic I've been using, because I figured I would try the good mic.
Yeah. I think the Google meeting chat thing also applies certain audio, I want to say adjustments, filters isn't the right word, tweaks. It fixes your audio for you, quote-unquote fixes.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Anywho, so what else you watch?
Try and stand in front. Watched Primate.
Yeah.
That was good. It was better than I expected. Like, Yeah, the trailer made it look like your typical stupid 20s kids in a vacation spot, and there's a killer. This time the killer is a monkey. Sorry, ape, primate. But the kills were good. Gore was really good, and I believe you get some action in within the first 5 minutes.
No, oh.
Not going to say anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, from what I've read about the chimp attacks in the past, they're not pleasant.
No, no, no. They go for the face, they go for the fingers, they go for the toes, and the junk. They will straight up just grab and rip your shit off.
Yes.
Yeah. That, mm-hmm.
They know it hurts.
I for one, and I think there's somebody out there who will agree, do not think chimpanzees should be owned as personal pets. That is a bad idea.
Agree.
Yeah. No. That's kind of the whole message of this film.
It's asking for trouble.
Now, Primate was good.
Yeah.
Got some family that lives in a very nice house in Hawaii, and they have a pet chimpanzee. And I might have missed this bit. I think there's something with a mongoose that they were using. I don't think they were feeding it with a mongoose, but it was like in a freezer bag, and it got rabies from the mongoose. So, chimpanzee with rabies.
Oh, that's even worse. No. Bad times.
That is the opposite of good times.
Yes. The exact opposite. 1, 2, 3, 4 happy days. No. Not happy days. Anything else?
Okay. Also revisited, it's been a revisiting week, just rewatching stuff. I rewatched Texas Chainsaw 2022 sometime this week because it was like the anniversary and it came up in my feed. Let me give it a fourth chance. Maybe it's not so bad. It's
still bad. There was some other anniversary this week too, wasn't there?
Maybe.
It's gonna bug me now. I think I sent you. Didn't I send you a link or two of some interesting horror news stuff?
Email.
Check the
email or Discord.
I'm checking Discord now because I think I put it in the horror news channel that we have on our Discord server. Oh yeah, Ryan Coogler's X-Files reboot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's not the. It's not the anniversary I was thinking of, but definitely interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be very interesting, bringing that up to date, considering all the weird shit that's happened in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of material to work with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've actually officially acknowledged aliens and UFOs are real now, so you got a lot to work with.
Sure,
you don't have to believe anymore, Mulder. You can know. It is no.
The answer is no.
Yeah. I revisited that terrible, awful Texas Chainsaw 2022 remake. I'm sorry, I'm still not a fan. So many. Some bad decisions and just talk off for hours, but I will not. I'll be nice and say that
it's too late.
Yeah, I got me on like a TCM kind of mood, so I think that same day I revisited the Marcus Nispel reboot, which I think is really good. That's just
the what one reboot?
Of the best ones in the whole series to my. Marcus Nispel, the director. It's the one with Arlie Ermey as the sheriff. Sheriff Hoyt.
I didn't realize you were saying a name. I thought you were saying the name you were saying. I thought it was a movie.
Yeah, it's a Marcus Nispel flange. It's a flange that you can only get at certain hardware stores. And it's...
Left-handed smoke blower?
Yes, that Is that? Of course, got followed up with TCM, the beginning, prequel. I don't know if Nispel did that one. It was same universe, you know, same characters. It was the very beginning of Leatherface, and it was dumpster baby that the old lady found, and they gave him a chainsaw.
To a dumpster baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, after he grew up.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole childhood thing, facial disformity. It's a whole thing.
I mean, a chainsaw would explain that.
I should have watched The Next Generation that same day. That would have been a good ending to that one here. That's the one with Matthew McConaughey. He got robot leg.
Robot leg?
Yeah, he's got a mechanical robot leg, which he controls with TV remote controls. He's got like a pile, like a fucking 2 foot tall pile of remotes in the corner of the room. They're all the ones that sometimes, some of them work, some of them don't. So when his leg don't work, he just grabs another remote. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre of the Next Generation was the goofy one. Like, goofier than 2. And 2 is pretty goofy.
I have no words. I pulled up a website and I'm scrolling through it. I don't see anything about the anniversaries. Maybe I'm just hallucinating things. Could be.
Anniversary of what now?
I'm sorry?
Anniversary of what now? Yeah, right. Okay.
What else has been in the news?
Horror news. I saw something about Evil Dead.
It's like 2 movies.
2 movies now, yeah. There's Evil Dead Burn, which just has a cast so far, I think. Yeah. Lucy McCannon, Hunter Doohan, Tandy Wright, people I've never heard of. Okay. And there's like no plot, and it's coming out in July this year. So they're keeping it very tightly under wraps, apparently. Hmm. Sounds fun. But in addition to that, they revealed recently that there's going to be another film in the series after that called Evil Dead Wrath. No details on that one either. Yeah.
I got nothing.
Being directed by Francis Gallopi. He did Last Stop in Yuma County. Okay. Bruce Campbell and Lee Cronin are involved, which is good. And Sam Raimi, of course.
As you do.
I really hope this series doesn't go the way of things like Star Wars. Like, we're going to make a movie every year.
I mean, as long as Sam's still in control of it, you would think better than
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
What else? Somber note, shifting gears for a minute. RIP Tom Noonan.
I did see something about that, yeah. We were talking about that earlier today. You said he was in Monster Squad, which I didn't even know.
Monster Squad as Frankenstein Monster. He was also in the first film adaptation of Red Dragon, known as Manhunter, where he played Dollarhide. And yeah, I still want to watch that, actually. That's on my list.
What was the other non-horror thing that you said that he did that I didn't know about?
I know he was in House of the Devil.
No, there was some non-horror thing that you said he did that made me go, what? To the IMDb's.
Yeah. RoboCop 2?
No.
Animals? Great show. Oh shit, he also happened to be in Night of the Wolf, aka Late Phases, which was directed by Adrian Garcia Bogliano.
Yes.
Who we just happened to have interviewed on the show. You can check it out at horrormakesushappy.com.
Yes, correct.
And that So anything non-horror that pops up, and then been a lot.
I don't know if it's just because we're trying to do video, but my internet connection is super slow now.
You're a little choppy.
Yeah.
No, not so much anymore. It seems to have fixed itself now.
Don't know.
Yeah.
All right, if I sort by rating.
Mm-hmm. You can get to the bottom, is that?
Yeah.
The Knock Around Boys.
Oh, apparently he did an episode of the X-Files.
Ooh.
A couple of them. 12 Monkeys.
The show, I think.
Yeah.
We could get into that show. We did that whole thing where it goes beyond the lore of the movie. And,
I should restrict this to movies because he apparently is in a lot of TV stuff.
Yes.
But that's also making me wonder if the thing that you mentioned, was it a movie or something else?
Phoenix. Heat. Bone Daddy. No, that's a short.
Huh. He was in Where the Wild Things Are. Oh, and I was just listed as thanks. The House of the Devil? Wolfen?
Mm-hmm. He was in Wolfen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this is bugging me. What the hell was he in? There's something specifically that you said that made me go, that really surprised me. Maybe it was a TV show, because, no. Maybe it was a TV show because it's not coming up in the movies. Or maybe I'm mixing him up with somebody completely different. Maybe
I think you might be mixing him up with somebody else, and this is a wild goose chase, because the ones I mentioned that I remember are Monster Squad, House of the Devil, Manhunter, and... Oh, fuck, what was the last one?
Well, who else did you bring up when we were talking earlier?
Santa Claus.
What's on the whiteboard this week?
Yeah, I'm looking. Don't break the mystery. Now people know I have a whiteboard I'm looking at, and that's why I keep looking up. I might have been looking up at a flaming corpse nailed to my wall or something cool like that.
Nothing stopping you.
Stopping you from admiring a flaming corpse nailed to your wall is you.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Or your memes be memes.
Yes. Actually, no way. I don't know if we mentioned this on one of these live chats, but I think you and I were talking about this before, that there are certain... YouTube videos, people that do like explanations and stuff, and they'll use whiteboards, and apparently their audiences tell them in the comments that we like when you bring out the whiteboard. So
yeah.
That's why I thought I would mention it, because maybe somebody would enjoy the fact that you've got a whiteboard, although apparently it is mounted to the wall and not very easy to bring onto camera.
Yeah, no, it is very much so mounted to the wall.
Yes. And you wouldn't be necessarily drawing anything on it anyway, because it's just a list of stuff to remember.
Mm-hmm.
You're not describing anything.
Didn't bring up any other actors, I don't think.
Okay. I don't know what the hell I was looking at.
I think you're having a Berenstain Bears moment, and your mind somehow shifted temporarily to a tangent universe and then shifted back here, and the things that you remember happened at that universe, but not this one.
I can't rule it out. It could have. Could have been.
Tangled, that's that fucking drama piece. There was a show with Noomi Rapace. It was a sci-fi show that dealt with quantum entanglement. It was interesting. He was an astronaut, and then something like wrong up in space with the experimental quantum engine kind of thing. Terrible describing it, but
okay.
Cool. It's, it like split her into two different realities.
I just realized I had the overhead light on. I wasn't planning on doing that today.
Yeah. It's gonna bug me now. I'm looking it up. Ah.
You never did answer my question, though.
No, I didn't.
What was the question? What you had on the whiteboard.
Yeah, no other names on the whiteboard. I did answer your question.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the answer. I thought you were looking for something else on there.
Constellation was the name of the show, by the way.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all I got for those things. And that's...
Did you hear they're coming out with a new Bambi movie?
Yes. That's not out yet.
What's that?
That's not out yet. The one by, done by the Pooniverse people, right?
Oh, is it out yet already? I thought... I didn't know there was a... I thought it was on its way.
Bambi the Reckoning. Yes, date 2025, I thought. I mean, they've been in talks about it for a while, so I don't know. It is on VOD, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You can rent it for only $11.99. Dad, you guys can rent it online for $12.99 if you want them to wait. Or buy it for $19.98.
So an extra $5, no, $7, and you can own it. You can quote unquote own the digital copy. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You all know how that works.
Yeah. You'll own it for as long as we tell you.
Got scrubbed.
Yeah. You'll own it for as long as we tell you you own it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's been out for a minute. Have not seen it yet, but I'd give it a chance. They're hit or miss. The fucking Peter Pan remake they did was really good in my opinion.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of the movies in that little cinematic universe.
Oh, you haven't seen Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, or Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Guess I really did that.
No, it is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there's a sub.
I mean, it would be funny if they added the Electric Boogaloo.
That's when they added Tigger. I mean, actually, yeah, they did add Tigger to the second movie, and he was, yeah, they could have done so much more with him. He was basically just like a Freddy Krueger knockoff. I mean, he kept saying bitch a lot. He cursed a lot, and he had claws.
I mean, tigers do.
Bouncing tail.
It's a tiger. Tigers have claws.
Goofy. They could have made him goofy and crazy, like,
But that would be too much like the Disney character. He's got to be dark.
You can do goofy and crazy and dark.
They could have done is make him their universe's Joker.
There you go. He could have been like a Joker, right? Yeah. That would have been fucking great. But yeah, suffice it to say that crew does occasionally do some good films. So okay. I will probably check this one out. Maybe I'll watch.
I will keep that in mind if the opportunity arises.
I watched a few horror comic things recently. I really need to get a hard copy of this one because it looks fucking awesome. But it came up in my feed today, and I was like, oh, should I watch this or should I wait and read? In fact, why not? The Event Horizon prequel comic. Event Horizon.
Dark oh, Descent. That kind of comic. I thought you were doing like a horror comedy. You're talking about horror comedy stuff. You mean horror comic.
Yeah, no, a stand-up horror comic. He gets up there and he's like, what's the deal with stab wounds?
They just keep bleeding.
They just keep bleeding. Yeah, yes. Event Horizon.
been out for a hot minute now. I should be able to find a copy of it somewhere. Event Horizon Dark Descent.
Oh, I thought you meant the original.
Yeah, that's also been out for a hot
minute. And you can find a copy somewhere.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not a copy with the still intact extra deleted scenes from the Hell Universe, because somebody thought it would be a great idea to put film in a fucking abandoned church in Transylvania. What? Why?
Well, for a while,
going out of your way to put film in a place where you don't put things.
For a while there, it was a good idea to have it there, until it suddenly wasn't.
How was it ever a good idea to put delicate, expensive, and rare film in a dilapidated building?
Are you aware of the house, the warehouse fire in L.A.? I think it was L.A. Hollywood.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Well,
They're all in dilapidated buildings.
Yeah. Yeah, this was like an old ass church. You put up an attic. Supposedly, I don't know. That I have to look into more sources about that before having that rant again. But yeah, Event Horizon, it's got a comic book prequel where they explain what happens to the ship.
I'm gonna go off on a tangent. I'm gonna play your card. I'm gonna go off on a tangent. The warehouse fire that we were talking about a second ago, but that happened in California. The bigger drama there was that the company that had that warehouse space also had vaults for masters of musical albums, like the original masters. So there are many, many musical artists who have lost their masters. But from what I understand, they were trying to like cover up that whole thing. So there are probably a bunch of musicians who've lost their masters who don't even know that they lost their masters.
Well, that sucks.
Yes. But anyway, going back to the movies thing.
Yeah. No, comics things. The Event Horizon comic prequel.
Yes.
It's good. It is good. It's do recommend. Like I was saying, it's the explanation of what happened to the ship before Dr. Weir and the crew find it in the events of Event Horizon. They may or may not run into a certain demon king named Payman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Same Payman from in Hereditary.
I was just going to say, I thought Hereditary. I almost said Exorcist, but that was Pazuzu.
Yeah, that was Pazuzu. Payman's in one more thing.
Payman.
Same thing. You know, whatever.
I mean, if you run into either one of them, you're fucked, so.
Yeah.
Good luck.
That looks interesting, though. And there's apparently another comic. What was it? Event Horizon Inferno, which will be set 200 years after the events of Event Horizon. Which,
really? If I remember
correctly, it was like 2147 or something like that.
That is more interesting to
me. Yeah. It sounds like something like Alien Romulus. It's a corporation sends a salvage team to salvage the wreckage of the Event Horizon.
Well, it being 200 years, and the fact that it did not take 200 years to send the first salvage or recovery crew makes you then immediately wonder how many have there been in between?
Or maybe they just got teleported there 200 years in the future, because when you go into the chaos dimension that they went into, or timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly, you go in this time, you come out that time.
I don't think it ever did, though, did it?
Not in Event Horizon, because it was whittled down to what it was, but fun fact
about Event Horizon. No. Before the events of the Event Horizon movie, it did, and it came back. What I'm saying is, after the recovery crew went there and stuff happened, they left and the movie ended without the ship making another jump.
Yeah. Well, the movie ended with the...
another recovery crew coming.
Yes, and that's they when came to rescue the crew in the forward part of the ship, and the engine, or the back part of the ship. I think they did open the gateway, and that got sucked into the gateway.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought they blew it up, but you're right. I don't think they blew it up.
Nope. Got sucked into a black hole.
Yeah. All right. Oh, did you say your pizza's here? This guy orders a pizza in the middle of his YouTube live stream. And they left your pizza on the ground? Nice.
I had to go get it. It's cold and windy outside. I wanted to get cold.
So now you're going to be eating pizza on the stream with me?
No. Yeah. Yes, I will. I'll fucking do it. I'll fucking do it. Not really, though. It's gross.
Why? Oh, mouth noises? Misophonia?
Mm-hmm. It's a thing. Yes. People have it. Look it up.
Well, good for you for being nice to them.
I'll try.
Well, was there anything else you wanted to talk about, or you want to go have your pizza?
Yeah, there's a couple more horror comics I was looking into. There was the prequel of the Event Horizon. Again, dope. Check it out. It's Event Horizon Dark Descent. And then later on, they will be coming out with Event Horizon Inferno, which I will also be looking for.
Okay.
Also, this one I do have on hard copy and have read. Also rewatched the video retelling of Cross series Wish You Were Here. It's not just Cross, which is known for an orgy of violence, as some have claimed is the best way to describe it, because that's literally what it is. Crazy mass. It's like that movie, The Sadness. That is actually the best way to describe the Cross comics. Let me go a lot farther. Mass sadism and hedonism. People killing and raping and eating people everywhere.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. And they all get a crossed rash on their face. They get, it goes that way. That's why they call them crossed. But Wish You Were Here is one of the arcs in that comic series, and it's just a really good story. But, it's based on an island in Scotland, so there's a small group of people that live on the island, and they fend off across whenever they come trying to come over.
Okay.
Cross have some interesting ways of attacking them.
Okay.
Like, for instance, sending a raft with a cow on it, and some of the people on the island are like, look, it's a cow, we could use that for milk.
Fetch you lavash.
And some of them, fetch you lavash.
Wow.
But some of the
Trojan cow
cautious, yeah. The cross stuffed a hand grenade up the cow's ass.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then it exploded. Yeah.
Poor cow.
But aside from that, it's a really good story about the people and the inhabitants on the island. It's kind of the main protagonist is this guy Shaky, not called that because Shaky or anything, but because he writes stories, so his friends always call him Shakespeare.
Ah.
And it's Shaky's present on the island, but also his past, which may have come back to haunt him.
Dun dun dun.
Cross is insane. I mean, it has several arcs. There's just the main Cross series, there's Cross Psychopath, which is about a guy who, when everything goes to shit like this in the world, is just right at home because he's a psychopath murderer anyway, so he loves it. Never gets infected, but he just takes advantage of it. Then you got Cross 100, which is 100 years after the outbreak, which I believe in the canon there starts at 2008.
So Cross 100 is based at 2108. And yeah, crazy stuff there. And there's Badlands, which is one of the ones that I watched this week. There's an arc in Cross Badlands, which is just... I don't know if it's set in a specific time. It's just interesting, really crazy, insane...
Clown posse?
...story arcs. Although, there's a circus one. There is a Cross arc with circus clowns as well. Yeah. Now, Badlands has a really interesting arc that was like possible origin of this virus, because apparently it was around in like prehistoric times, like cavemen, sort of early tribes, and they ran to what they called the Blood Men, because they would kidnap people and bring them back to their land, and they were called the Blood Men because they were just always covered in blood. That was their war paint.
So a lot of similarities, like trapped in the tundra or something and released from the permafrost thawing.
Maybe. No, even in this prehistoric one, yeah, you think like it's that long ago, so maybe you're going to get the origin. I think they've never actually divulged the origin of the C virus.
No, I mean, and you were talking about it also being in the present, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, what would the explanation for the gap of it not being here and then it being back be? I don't know. Because it happens spontaneously in both situations. In this one, it was an arena-style fight with, captive prisoners being pitted against giant sloths and saber-toothed tigers and shit. And in all the bloodshed, people just started going nuts with the Cross virus on top of that, and spectators watching all this violence just started killing and eating and raping each other, and it was just everyone doing that. So it was just like the comics that are based in the present day. It was spontaneous. So I don't know. My theory is it's kind of like a corruption and evil boiling point. Like, I don't know, maybe shit gets so terrible in the world that at one point it's just everyone snaps. No, not everyone gets it. Because they do spread it by if they were that, then everyone instantly would be like that. I don't know. Maybe it was rage monkeys.
It's funny, I was going to bring up the rage virus.
It's similar. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. Well, what time we got? 7:50, basically, so about an hour and 10 minutes before the drawing party.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Well,
if y'all are so inclined, you can come join me on our Discord server and watch me draw my webcomic pieces.
Yes. I think I'm going to go figure out something to eat. I had something to bite. Same. Well, I know what you're eating. I don't know what I'm eating.
Oh. Might I recommend pizza?
I do have pizza in the freezer, but I don't know if I'm in the mood for that. I don't know. I'll figure something out. All right, cool. Well, see you in about an hour.
See you.